kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Maaaring mapabuti ng mapayapang katangian ng mga halaman ang ating pangkalahatang pisikal at mental na kalusugan. Marami ang bumabaling sa mga pagtatanim sa loob ng bahay upang makahanap ng katatagan sa gitna ng mga umiiral na paghihigpit sa panahon ng COVID-19 pandemic. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pagkakaroon ng mga halaman sa iyong paligid ay maaaring makabawas sa iyong stress, mapabuti ang iyong pagtulog at mabawasan ang panganib ng pagkakaroon ng mga sakit na cardiometabolic tulad ng diabetes. Iyan ay ayon sa pananaliksik na ginawa ng Associate Professor na si Shi Yao Chi Feng, isang dalubhasa sa Built Environment and Health mula sa University of New South Wales.
But if they have to stay in their house or apartment during the pandemic, it would be good to consider have some indoor and outdoor plants and some small herb gardens, not just because they taste good, but also because it provides sense of hope and life continues, especially during the lockdown time.
Napag-alaman ng kamakailang ulat ng Plant Trend 2020 na ginawa ng mga mananaliksik mula sa RMIT University at University of Melbourne na sa huling 12 buwan, 2 sa 5 Australiano ay bumili ng halaman na hindi masyadong alagain. Ayon sa ulat, na ang paglalagay ng isang katamtamang laki ng halaman sa isang katamtamang laki ng kwarto ay nagpapabuti ng kalidad ng hangin ng hanggang sa 25%. Mahigit sa 300 halaman ang tanim ng plant curator, architect at manunulat na si Jason Chong sa kanyang tahanan, kasamang isang puno ng saging sa kanyang silid tulugan. Inaasahan ni Jason ang pataas na trend sa indoor gardening o pagkakaroon ng tanim sa loob ng bahay sa panahon ng COVID-19. Para sa mga nagsisimula pa lamang, inirekomenda niya na magsimula sa mga low maintenance o hindi masyadong alagaing mga halaman tulad ng Devil's Ivy, Peace Lily at Monsteras.
Because they are easy care and they almost teach you how to garden because there's physical signs that one might be thirsty or they're not happy but they won't punish you straight away.
Inirekomenda ng Plant Trend Report ang 5 bilang ang magic number para simulan ang paghahardin sa loob ng bahay. Sa katunayan, 30% ng mga Australiano ay mayroong nang higit sa 5 halaman sa bahay.
5 is a manageable number to handle when you're beginning because you get a good range of plants that might have different care. Gardening outdoors is slightly different than indoors and so it's retraining the skill set to adapt to gardening indoors.
Mungkahi ni Jason Chong na isa ring interior designer na suriin ang kondisyon ng ilaw o liwanag sa palibot ng iyong tahanan upang makapaglista ng mga uri ng halaman na maaari mong itanim sa loob ng bahay.
Once you've got that short list, it's important to think about color, texture, leaf shape, and foliage patterns even. But where I like to start is bringing a connection back to your interior. So you might look at your interior and say, oh, I've got a lot of burnt reds, I've got darker timbers. I might want to bring in some terracotta tone to kind of complement, or I might want to bring in kind of more minimal colors to really make the planter pop out.
Ipinapakita ng mga pananaliksik na mahigit 40% ng mga nagahardin sa Australia ay nahihirapang malaman kung kailan dapat na deligan ang kanilang mga tanim. Paliwanag ni Chong na may sariling buhay ang mga halaman. Habang mahalaga na madeligan ito ng sapat, hindi ibig sabihin na kailangan itong gawin araw-araw.
As a general guide, during the cooler months, I'm probably watering my house probably once every 2 weeks to every 3 weeks, just depending on how warm it gets. And then in the warmer months, you're looking at once a week or so.
Nakatulong kay Chong ang paghahardin at pag-aalaga ng daang-daang halaman upang manatiling kalmado sa panahon ng mga lockdown sa Melbourne.
And there's a lot of studies into even getting your hands into soil is therapeutic. But for me, it's almost like meditation. With the result of lockdown again, a lot of people are anxious, understandably, because of the unknown. For me, being able to switch off from that is important.
Nakikita niyang mas malaking pangangailangan para sa mga matatanda na magamit ang paghahalaman sa paghahanap ng katatagan sa gitna ng hindi malamang pagkakataon.
Sadly, we had to say goodbye to Hilda, who was 96, but she actually was guarding the day before she passed away, and she was locked in her house, so she couldn't leave because of the lockdown rules as well. So being able to go outside and have some routine was important to her.
Sang-ayon si Andrew Misaya mula sa Urban Green Farms, na batay sa siyentipikong paneliksik, ang paghahardin o kahit na pagtatanim ng makakaing halaman sa bahay ay maaaring makapagpabuti ng iyong mental na katayuan. Ang iba ay gumagamit ng fish tank sa pagtatanim ng nakakaing halaman sa pamamagitan ng paggamit ng aquaponics system na pinagsasama ang aquaculture at hydroponics sa isang symbiotic na kapaligiran.
You have to feed the fish and you've got to clean out the tank and you got to get rid of all the algae and all the bacteria and all the things in there. But what happens is with aquaponics, the fish, when the waste is taken up to the tank, what it does is the plants absorb all of that waste and then it recirculates clean, fresh water back to the fish tank. The best thing to grow is things like your micro herbs, your basil, parsley, watercress, strawberries.
Ang permaculture blogger at sustainability educator na si Anna Matilda, na kilala rin bilang ang Urban Nana, ay abala rin sa panahon ng pandemya. Naging maparaan siya sa pagluluto ng mga pagkain mula sa limitadong sangkap.
Cooking from scratch with only the ingredients that I kind of had around, and that forced me to learn some new skills. And doing that kind of learning can actually give you a heightened sense of success, and that's really important, and it just boosts your ability to be able to deal with uncertainty and changes that are unexpected.
Ang permaculture ay mula sa dalawang salita na permanent agriculture. Sa madaling sabi, tungkol ito sa pamumuhay na tugma sa natural na mundo at paggamit ng mga resources na malawak na hinubog ng 12 pangunahing mga prinsipyo upang gabayan at pabagali ng estilo ng pamumuhay ng mga tao. Ipinaliwanag ni Matilda na sa gitna ng permaculture ay 3 pangunahing prinsipyo na binubuo ng pangangalaga sa lupa, pangangalaga sa mga tao, at patas na pagbabahagi. Ito'y tulad ng pamumuhay bago nagsulputan ang mga maunlad na teknolohiya.
Things like lettuce, beetroot leaves, lots of herbs, tomatoes, chilies, and eggplants, they all grow really well in pots. So if you've got a nice sunny window, you can just pop a few pots by the window, fill them up with some soil and put a few seedlings in, and within a few weeks, you tend to start having a bit of produce coming through. You can even grow things like ginger and turmeric, which we know are great for reducing inflammation and boosting immunity. You could even go so far as to put in a mini lemon tree or a mandarin tree if you've got space inside with a nice sunny window.
Ani Matilda, maraming mga bagay na posible at maaaring magawa upang magtanim sa loob ng bahay basta tama ang pangangalaga.
Basically, just remembering that all plants are living things and they need to have light, water, air, and a bit of protection. And you can just move pots around the house. You don't have to have a whole lot of space at all.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.